Topaz versus Nick Filters. This is the Wild Eye Podcast. Hey, everybody. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. And I'm going to start this episode off with a question to you. That question is this. When was the last time you changed your mind about something? It's actually a pretty big question. And yes, that could be asked in life. And I've done that with quite a few people the last while, because I think if you haven't changed your mind about anything in the last, let's call it, couple of years, maybe it's time to reassess a few things, because that's where we grow, is you learn about new things, you compare them to old things that you're used to, and you change your mind. Yeah, it could be politics, fitness, health, mental, relationships, work, whatever. But now, I want to ask you that with regards to the photography side of things, is when was the last time you changed your mind about something around your own photographic journey? Here's the challenge, though, is as photographers, we get very emotionally attached to our images. We get very attached to and defensive of the brand that we shoot. We become very entrenched in the way that we do things, and anything that challenges that causes a bit of stress. It causes arguments online. Oh my goodness, that's probably the worst waste of time in the world, to try and argue about camera gear or techniques online. It is such a pointless exercise. So the reason why I asked this is, when was the last time you changed your mind about something? Is the last couple of weeks leading up to Svalbard, I've been processing images, first African type images, wildlife, and now I'm back onto the Arctic kind of theme, right? Because I'm heading up there. When I come back, I'll move back to Africa because I'm going to Sabi Sabi. But the way that I process has changed a lot, a lot. So if you've done safaris or workshops, or you've watched videos, I always spoke about the recipe: black point, white point, shadows, highlights, contrast if you need it, exposure to damage control. You jump down to presence, which is structure, clarity, and dehaze, and then you go from there, saturation and so on. But when Lightroom introduced the masking, the new masking feature, which is stupid powerful, right? My original recipe has changed. I kind of dive straight in there. I go straight to the masks. Now, where I want to get to, though, is, and this is because of me processing a little bit over the weekend as well, and playing specifically with Nick Filters, because I saw on my X, on my Twitter feed, someone mentioned that the new version 7, Nick Filters 7, is out. Now, I've been using Nick since the very first one. It was originally a part of Nikon. Then I think Google had it for a while because they wanted the proprietary, the information in it. They stole that. They bought it. And then they sold it to DxO, and that's where we sit now. So I've bought this thing like 3 or 4 times because to me it is phenomenal. It is an incredible creative tool. If you don't know, it plugs into Lightroom and it plugs into Photoshop, and it does a whole bunch of different things. So the other filter or plugin that I've used for the last couple of years is Topaz Labs. Now, I was in the Mara a couple of years ago, and I remember, I'm talking 10 whatever years ago, the initial versions of Topaz was a bit clunky, but then they released Sharpener AI and Denoise AI maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and it was like, holy hell, this is like magic. It is insane what this thing can do, right? And then they also have Gigapixel, which allows you to upscale images phenomenally well. It maintains the quality. And then more recently, they released Photo AI, which was a one-click solution, a one-stop shop, if you will, that does denoising, it does sharpening. I think it does some color correction now, if I'm not mistaken, some of the beta versions, and also a gigapixel, so it enlarges this. So you get to a point where you finished with your image in Lightroom and or Photoshop, and then you jump into Photo AI, you click, it auto-calculates, does this image need denoise or does it need sharpening? You can then change the variables if you need, save, and done. And it is very powerful. It's phenomenally powerful. So where I got thinking about this then is, over the weekend, my Photo AI, so I normally get all these things both for my own use, but also so that I can help people on trips, teach it, how to use it, how not to use it, whatever the case is. And my Photo AI popped up and said, no, I need to, my yearly subscription, whatever's done, in order to upgrade, I need to pay another $200. I think it's $199. And I'm like, that feels heavy. It feels like a lot for what I'm getting, right? Now, I understand that if you're a working professional and and you make money off your images and you sell books for a living, or you do courses for a living, or you enter competitions for a living, it might be different. But even to me, I don't see myself as a professional photographer. I'm a professional expedition leader and photographic educator, and I can take a good image, but I don't make money off my photography per se. So I was looking at this price. I'm going to go on the website quickly and just check. So yeah, Photo AI is currently $200. So in order to get all the updates each year, you have to keep on signing. So it's basically an annual subscription, if I'm not mistaken. So I was like, oh shit, I'm not sure I want to pay that right now. Right? I'm like, ugh. So then I defaulted over the last few weeks. I went to Nik Collection 7, which is the latest version. I got that immediately. I think my upgrade cost was $80. And then you get all the updates until there's a major release like Nik Collection 8. And just as a quick side note, for those of you that have not used Nik, there's 8 filters that you get as a part of it. Analog Effects gives you this creative old school look. Color Effects is just phenomenal. It does a whole bunch of things from contrast to saturation to toning. Define is their noise reduction filter. HDR Effects, that's exactly what it says. There's a pre-sharpener, which is raw sharpening. There's an output sharpener, which is great for print. There is Silver Effects, the best monochrome converter on the planet, and Viveza, which is the U-point technology where it started from. So I normally in the past only used Color Effects and Silver Effects extensively. Like I almost use every single image I take through Color Effects. So when I got to the point now and my Photo AI from Topaz said that I need to pay $200 to get the next upgrade, I'm like, not so sure. And I've got this month free trial now on Nik Collection 7, right? I'm going to buy it 100%. I went and I tried Nik Define, their noise reduction, and sharpener output. So I didn't get fancy with it. I literally clicked on Define. It'll open the plugin. I'm just waiting for it to open on my computer so I can talk you through it exactly. And then from the top, it says measure image noise, number 2, reduce noise. You can change contrast and color noise sliders. I didn't touch any of that. I just allowed it to do the automatic version and I would hit apply, right? And then immediately after that, at the end of each process, I would go and I would go filter in Photoshop, collection, and sharpener output. Again, I didn't get fancy and change any of the variables, which I could if I felt the need to. But at the top, it says adaptive sharpening. You can choose what it's for, display, inkjet, continuous, whatever. And then output sharpening strength. So I would just drop that down to 75 and hit OK. So it's very automatic. It's very much what they would suggest per image. And there's a measuring process as well. I did that for the last week or so, and the results have been pretty damn spot on. To the point where I started questioning, and I'm like, wait a second here. So in my mind, Topaz was ridiculously a huge amount better than Nik. Is it better? Yes. Is it dramatic? I'm not sure it is that dramatic. But more than that, if I now look at my value for money proposition, if I get Nik Collection 7, let me just get a number on that. It is currently, the upgrade cost if you have the older versions is $89. If you buy a new one-time purchase, no subscription, is $160. So it's about $40 less than Photo AI, which is subscription annually, right? But if I do that, I get both Define and Sharpener, as well as all of these other things, Analog, Color Effects, HDR, Silver Effects, Vesa. So I'm sitting at home and I'm thinking, the value proposition for me right now of upgrading $200, because my Photo AI still works, but I'm not getting any upgrades anymore. So all the new technology is going to go missing because I don't have that now. Versus me being able to quickly punch out in Nik filters a sharpening effect and a noise effect with everything else, I'm like, yeah, I think I might be going this route. Now, what should you use? Here's the thing. I think too many photographers of a certain level get caught up in the branding game, in the, I need to be using this because then my images will be better, because I saw an ad on Instagram that says Photo AI makes all the images better. And yes, it does. It does. But what is your why? Why are you doing this photographic thing? Right? I believe that any photographer, and I'm talking to all of you who have been on safaris with me, expeditions, anybody who needs to look at a plugin to get sharpening done, right? Unless you're putting food on the table, I would at this stage, and this is where I've changed my mind, I would at this stage say you go with Nick. Why? Because you get a bigger toolbox that'll make your images even better. If I had to put all of the Topaz photographic tools on the table, right, and I had to put all of the Nick photographic tools on the table, number one, I think Topaz tools is probably more premium and expensive, which is a fact, but the other one offers more. So for me, the pro contrast feature in the Nick filter's color effects filter is insanely good. I run it on every single image. So that's where my image is going to be better. Then I can just sharpen and denoise as and when necessary. Not always. Sometimes it's not necessary to go extreme in Nick versus having both and having some of it double up, plus playing that cost. So I'm changing my mind, I think. I still think Photo AI and Topaz is absolutely remarkable. They have a lot of people advertising their stuff on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter saying, oh, I'm a professional. If you want to get images like mine, use this, which is horseshit. If you want to get images like mine and I'm a professional, you need to go to the places I go to, shoot how I shoot, spend the time in the field. It's not going to be a single filter fix to suddenly have images that just jump exponentially. You have to still focus on the basics of the craft and then look at whatever tools you use in your editing workflow, what value can it add? Yes, Photo AI can add incredible value for sharpening and incredible value for denoise, but define and sharpen output inside Nick. Let's be harsh and say it's 80% as good. I think it's more, but it's 80% as good, right? What is the ROI of you paying that money for that little bit versus getting the vast group of filters, getting all of the filters? I think, again, no, I know that a lot of the people I've worked with on Safaris, if you were to start understanding what the filters in Nick does, I think your work will be better. I think you're going to jump exponentially in the kind of images you produce. The fun element comes back. So I've even tried with Nick, right, to take a raw file and process everything, not with Lightroom or Adobe Camera Raw or Photoshop, straight into Nick, and I get incredible results. Noise-free, sharp images, beautiful contrast, beautiful saturation. So I just think, if you're a photographer looking to grow and looking to be better, and you're already at a pretty decent state, or you're at a pretty good space, you've been photographing for a while, you're ready to take things to the next level, you understand the technical variables, you understand the creative side of it, you've got pretty decent composition. Where is the most upside for you, for your money and time? Is it just sharpening and noise reduction? Or is it sharpening, noise reduction, and a whole range of other tools? I think it's there. That's where you're going to, because let's be honest, if you're using only sharpener and noise reduction, it's very technical, it's not creative. It's a very technical deployment of a filter. You're going to make the technical quality better, right? Versus making the technical quality better, but also having other filters that challenges you creatively, pushes the creative side of it. I think, and I'd love to hear what you think. If you're not sure what to get, mail me. Let's have a discussion. But I think that Nick, right now, as a money proposition and a value add proposition and value for money proposition, is a much better shout than just Photo AI. But again, it comes down to what do you want from your photography? Why are you doing it? If you're just someone who goes on trips and the photography is an experiential way for you to travel Africa and Svalbard and Borneo and all these amazing places, that's cool. Do you need those tools for that? Are you going to have an exhibition even if you are? Is the value that you're paying worth what you're going to get versus deploying that money elsewhere? This is kind of just a monologue for myself in my head because I've seen over the last week how I've leaned heavily into the one to Nick and get a lot of value out of it. Silver effects is amazing. Color effects is amazing. If you want to isolate areas of an image, then Viveza is incredible. If you want to do HDR landscapes, HDR effects. So that's kind of where I'm at. In the past, before this week, 2 weeks, I was like, Topaz is a must. I must have this. It's so easy. It's a click and it's done. But like I asked in the beginning, when was the last time you changed your mind on something? I think I've almost changed my mind on this, but I might still be thinking. But I'm pretty, if I just look at the workflow I've been doing, then I think Nick, for me, is the way forward. I might upgrade Photo AI if they have a big jump in the value proposition they bring. But for now, I think Nick is it, eh? I'd love to hear what you think. Do you use Nick? Do you use Topaz? If so, why or why not? Send me a message on Instagram. Send me a message on email. Jerry@wildeye.com. Jerry Fennewald on Instagram. I have seen your messages on Instagram, guys. I see you answering them. I will get to all of those. It's been a busy week or so. I'm heading off to Svalbard later today. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. I just think we need to get back to the why. Why are you doing photography? What is your desired outcome? Do you need Photo AI if you're only posting on Instagram? I don't think so. Because, funny enough, Instagram sharpening module in their editing suite is actually very, very good. Different discussion for another time. Next week in the episode, I'm also going to talk about another piece of software called Luminar, which I started playing with yesterday and absolutely blew my mind from a fun element point of view. But that's for next time. Guys, let me know your thoughts, and I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.